The GOP is creating a new 63rd Senate district carved out of rural regions stretching from Amsterdam through Schenectady and Albany counties to as far south as Kingston. The Republicans are also proposing to pit six incumbent minority party Democrats against one another into three seats, including the head of the Democrats' fundraising committee, Senator Michael Gianaris of Queens, who's outraged.
It's hard to argue there was any purpose to that other than to screw me specifically.
Senator Gianaris and his Senate Democratic colleagues condemn the new line, saying the Republicans are following the Tom DeLay strategy for redistricting.
There is no clearer case for why the current result is completely unacceptable than what they have done.
Senator Michael Nozzolio, a Republican from the Finger Lakes, who is the Senate co-chair of the Legislative Redistricting Task Force, defends the decision. He says the Democratic senators had to be squeezed together in order to create the first ever Asian American majority district and to place the city's Orthodox Jewish communities together in one district instead of the present configuration, which spreads them out over five separate districts. He dismisses the Democrats' complaints.
I think that the carpet from the Senate Democrats is just that. It's carping, and that it's political posturing, and that the numbers actually are the numbers, and those are what ruled the day.
The senator acknowledges the plan does not include any incumbent Republicans doubled up in the same district. The Senate GOP currently holds a razor-thin one-vote majority in the Senate, and Republican enrollment has been steadily dropping in the state. Senator Nozzolio says the 63rd district, which is largely configured to support an additional GOP senator, was determined solely by grouping together communities of interest and dictated by the state's constitution.
A formula is created, and that formula decides the size of the Senate. It's not the senators, it's not the assemblymen, it's not the governor who decides that 63rd seat, it's the state constitution.
Government reform groups were not impressed with the new lines. Former New York City Mayor Ed Koch, who has led a redistricting reform effort, says it's no surprise that he's disappointed. The New York Public Interest Research Group calls them clearly the most gerrymandered lines in recent New York history. Governor Cuomo could play a pivotal role in the process and determine whether the legislature's lines are ultimately adopted. Cuomo says he has not changed his mind about a long-standing threat to veto any lines that are partisan and not done by an independent commission. But the governor also seems to be taking a fatalistic view of the process.
I don't know where it ends. I don't know that anyone knows where it ends. At one point, you have to have an election. So at one point, you have to have lines so you can have an election. But between now and then, I think you let the process play out.
The governor says he's been talking to legislative leaders for months, trying to reach an agreement that they all can live with, but so far has been unsuccessful.
Many, many, many conversations. Obviously, they have not accepted my position, and I have not accepted their position. And hence, we are where we are.
If Cuomo vetoes the lines, the fight will shift to the federal courts, and what is ultimately decided is anyone's guess. In the meantime, the Legislative Task Force on Redistricting plans to hold a series of hearings over the next few weeks to seek public comment on the new proposed lines. Senator Nozzolio calls the lines a first draft, and he says they could change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.